Sorry about the confusion at the beginning of Mass. I was having such a lovely time praying in the vestry while I was vesting that I forgot to put on the microphone. So glad that that is all taken care of now. Today's collect is a beautiful prayer that captures something of our present experience as disciples of Jesus and also points to our future hope. I'd invite you to perhaps spend some time reflecting on this prayer through the day if you have time. In the collect, we ask the Lord to prepare our hearts so that one day we may be found worthy of the banquet of eternal life. That's the focus of our first reading from Isaiah. Then the collect goes on to ask that we may grow in the merit so as to receive the heavenly nourishment from his hands. And this is the focus of our second reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. That passage from Isaiah 25 presents to us the eternal banquet of heaven. It is an eloquent, poetic expression. And if you've been to a funeral mass, maybe of a loved one or someone close to you, you may say, oh, I've heard that passage before, because of course it is one of the passages used most frequently at funerals. For here it gives us a beautiful and poetic expression of heaven. Listen again to this imagery. Rich foods, well-aged wines, rich foods filled with marrow, and well-aged wines strained clear. Now, as I was reflecting on this passage, I thought, and maybe I'm different from some of you, maybe I just eat too well, but I'm really aware that, well, I kind of experienced some of that stuff now. I know what it is to have a good glass of wine, to have a delicious steak. But think about the people to whom this was first written, most of whom were impoverished Jewish people. They perhaps didn't know what it was to eat the way we can eat here in Canada. And so the idea of this kind of a meal was something they never or very rarely experienced in this life, but is the kind of imagery that Isaiah uses to speak of the feast of heaven. But then there are things in this passage that we can identify with in terms of we long for, we anticipate. Because the heavenly banquet also speaks of this shroud that covers the earth, the feeling of disgrace and alienation that can characterize life in this world. And a theme that will then be picked up in the book of Revelation, the very last book of the Bible, this passage speaks of how God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. For it's true that here below, we do know something of the anguish, the alienation, the sense of separation, the loneliness of living in this world. But listen to how Isaiah concludes our passage for today. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Don't we look forward to that? The day that we will fully encounter the Lord Jesus Christ and we will know what it is to be fully saved. So the church gives us this passage today at the beginning of Advent. Because you see, Advent is supposed to be a season of waiting. And again, a challenge for us is in a sense we move into Christmas too soon. Christmas is a season of its own. It begins on the 24th of December with the Mass of Christmas Eve and goes until the Feast of the Epiphany. So may I invite us to consider how can we use Advent as a time to maybe hold back from those rich foods, to allow Advent to be a time where we will be more abstemious in what we eat. So that when it comes to the Christmas season, we can truly celebrate the festival, the banquet of the incarnation. Advent is also a season of prayerful reflection, a time to come and to make your confession. So may I invite you to allow for Advent to be Advent, to allow this to be a season of waiting. Now we have another banquet described in our gospel for today. This is a beautiful text, and if you know Matthew's gospel well, listen again to these words. He passed along the Sea of Galilee. He went up onto a mountain and he sat down. We've heard this before in Matthew. It's in chapter 5 at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. But here's the thing about the Sermon on the Mount. It was proclaimed to the Jewish people. Now here in Matthew 15, Jesus is in Gentile territory. But he does the same thing at the beginning of this passage that he does at the beginning of Matthew 5. He sits down and the people come to him, but this time it's not to hear his teaching, but to encounter his healing ministry. And our Lord Jesus Christ touches all of those. We're told that the maimed are whole, the lame walk, the blind see. And indeed, this is a fulfillment of a passage again from Isaiah 35, where this very thing is associated with the coming of the Messiah. But that's not all. Not only does Jesus heal, but he gives the people a banquet. This is the second multiplication story in the Gospel of St. Matthew. And the number 7 is used in this passage. Why? Because 7 harkens back to Genesis chapter 1, the completion of creation. And with Jesus Christ, there is a new creation that is now being ushered in. And the Eucharist is that true expression of the fact that we are a people who are being recreated, made after the likeness and image of Jesus Christ. And that is the beautiful thing about the Mass, is it not? We bring our bread, we bring our wine. And by a work of the Holy Spirit, it becomes the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the world over, people can come to the Eucharist, regardless of their nation, regardless of their language, regardless of their status. And this meal is meant for everyone. And of course, here is the connection. This meal is an anticipation of the heavenly banquet of heaven, where we will be healed of whatever ails us in this life. Because there, as Isaiah says, the shroud cast over all the peoples, the sheet of suffering that is spread over the nations will be destroyed, and death will be swallowed up forever. This is a season of waiting. May we wait well. May we wait with purpose, and may we discover evermore in the Eucharist the amazing reality, the continuation of what happened in Matthew 15 all of those centuries ago is made manifest here, so that St. Peter's can be a community where all are welcomed, where all are received, and all are given a sense of meaning and purpose for life now, because we know from Isaiah that one day you're going to eat a steak, you're going to drink wine, you're going to experience a reality that the best grade A Alberta Prime will not compare with at all. May you have a blessed Advent and allow for the Lord to speak into your heart this day his invitation to wait upon him.